he being a former police official. It's like I'm back in college, and although I didn't partake in that, it still makes me a little nervous. Chief, or should I say Senator, how are you?
I'm very good. Just sitting here having my coffee. So apparently you didn't inhale.
Yeah. I put it to my lips, but I did not inhale. And I got some land out in the desert to sell you too, Senator. You know, we've talked about medical marijuana quite a bit in the last year, and I know that you have great interest. You've thought that law has been shaky from the start, haven't you?
Well, you know, and it's not just me. I talked yesterday with Representative Joan Bauer, and she said to me, you know, Rick, I am considered a liberal Democrat, but I support you completely on marijuana. She said, I will vote for every Rick Jones bill, and I tell everybody in my district that we've got to take care of this marijuana. It's out of control in Lansing and other parts of the state.
Well, talk about the holes in it that you have the biggest problems with.
Well, number one, you don't have to have any doctor-patient relationship. Right now, you can go online and get a marijuana card through an online doctor at $200 to $250, and you can get one. You got an ache or pain, you get one. It's totally wrong, and that was not the intent of Michiganders when they passed the law. It was supposed to be for extremely sick people. And nobody has a problem with that. The other thing is it's grown in all sorts of different ways. It could be dangerous for legitimate patients with weakened immune systems. It's grown. It could get mold on it. They could spray bug spray on it. Then you give it to people to consume. It's just simply not safe. And the other problems are they're putting up dispensaries everywhere, next to schools, next to churches that have schools and rehab centers. We have felons right here in Lansing. We had two felons operating a dispensary before they were arrested by the Tri-County Metro Narcotics. One man had been in prison for homicide. So I'd say it's really out of control, and that's what we're looking for, just some common sense.
Now, the city of Lansing, as you know, has just about constructed their own ordinance. East Lansing has theirs, but your bill would override these ordinances.
Well, unfortunately, the city of Lansing let it get out of control. They didn't put any controls on it early, and so they've got dispensaries all over the place. All sorts of things are going on. And now they're afraid to do anything but to grandfather the ones that are in because they don't want to deal with all the lawsuits. Well, it's time for the state legislature to step in and help the cities and townships. And I think that's very important, and so does Representative Bauer.
So you feel that they're afraid of the lawsuits, the litigation, and those costs?
You know, there's a lot of profits, a lot of money in this marijuana. And yes, the folks out there have attorneys and they love to sue.
So where was your bill? And I know that we're out of session here, so it'll be late summer, early fall before it's taken up again. But where are you now with it?
Well, we passed a number of bills. I have one over in the House. It's made it all the way to the Senate. It says you can't have a marijuana bar. And that would be where you go to a dispensary and you smoke, get high, and drive away. We have, last week, we passed two. One was that the police would know who marijuana card holders are so they don't start an arrest procedure. Or maybe they see marijuana growing in a home, they don't go get a search warrant. We passed the law, or the bill, I should say, last week, that you can't sue a city, township, county based on the Michigan Marijuana Act. And then yesterday, of course, in judiciary, we passed two bills, one that says 1,000 feet from a church or a school, and the other one says you can't be a felon and distribute marijuana.
Why not just put them all on one bill? Why so many different ones?
Well, it would be difficult, I think, in my opinion, to pass an over-encompassing bill because there's always somebody, you know, in the House or the Senate that perhaps, you know, as a libertarian and thinks there should be drugs everywhere, or maybe the other spectrum, other side of the spectrum. But so I think it's best to go for each part of it. Now, Bill Schuette ruled yesterday that you may not have a marijuana farm. 12 plants, that's it. No more big marijuana co-ops and farms with thousands of plants growing under lights in a warehouse. So that should bring some control.
Oh, you just took a shot at libertarians. Did you mean to do that?
Well, of course I'm joking, but there are people on both sides of the spectrum, you know, libertarian, that believe it's okay to have drugs anywhere. I'm not one of those people. There are people on the other side of the spectrum that have different viewpoints.
Senator, do you believe that lawmakers need a whole summer off?
I do not, and I have never taken a summer off. I'm there almost every day in Lansing. If I'm not in Lansing, I'm somewhere in my Senate district working at least 5 days a week. Many times it's been seven. Even after church, somebody wants me to do something in the district, and I enjoy it and happy to do it.
Why do you think that we keep this continued behavior up then? Why doesn't someone do something to change this?
Behavior? You mean...
taking the summer off. I mean, no one attacks that. They just keep, you know, the majority just do nothing.
Well, that's... Yeah, that's really not true.
And I don't mean do nothing. They do no work. What I'm saying is I've heard conversations about changing this law so that there are some sessions during the summer. That's what I'm referring to.
Okay, well, there will be sessions this summer. At least one in July and one in August. So if important things come up, they will be acted on. I personally would prefer much more session time, but... you know, I'm not in charge of that, and I know that the vast majority of senators and representatives do work during the summer in their district. There's so many constituents that want those meetings, you know, want that face time. They want you to come to their meeting or come talk about their problem, and that takes time. And if you're in session in Lansing, you can't be in Marquette or Detroit or, you know, wherever your district is, helping your constituents. You know, I have Allegan in my Senate district, and that takes a while to get over there and meet with people. So you do need some downtime to do that. And we have some big concerns in Allegan on a number of issues.
All right, so we've been talking with State Senator Rick Jones live on the Tony Connelly Morning Show on 1320. Thanks for your time, Senator. Enjoy your weekend.
Okay, anytime.